What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. All right. What's up, my friends? Welcome to today's episode of the Art of Online Business podcast. Rick here. And on today's quick tip, I want to talk to you about, I'm going to call it seven-figure brainwashing. And you see, when I first started my online business, I started it back in January of 2014, a little over 9 years ago. There was this prevalent message in the online space, and frankly, it has not gone away. It still prevails today, that you are quote unquote successful in your business when you hit the seven-figure mark, that you'd made it quote unquote when you hit $1 million. So that became my goal, because why not? Everybody was talking about it and everybody was kind of equating that with, all right, you're an expert now. You've made it. You're a success. And that's a heck of a lot of money. Right. So I began chasing that number. In my first year in 2014, I was very fortunate to experience great growth that first year. We did $110,000 in the first year. In the second year, in 2015, I quadrupled it. We did about $440,000 in the second year. And then 2016, doubled it, basically. We did about $820,000 in that third year. And then in 2017, so in the first 4 years, I hit the elusive $1 million mark. And when I hit it, I remember looking at the final year's numbers, you know, for 2017. I was looking at it in early January 2018. And I was really proud of myself. You know, I was really excited about it. I had quote unquote done it. But almost immediately, I also had this feeling like, all right, that's cool. Now what? Like, now what? There was almost like this empty feeling because I've been chasing this number. I hit it and okay, cool. But it didn't quite feel like I thought it would feel. And I've shared here in the podcast before, but I want to touch on it again right now in this episode. So in my pursuit of that, you know, elusive $1 million year, I put so much pressure on myself to make it work. And as I've talked about quite a bit here in the podcast, I've been challenged with anxiety for most of my life. And it really took a toll on me in that pursuit of that revenue number. My mental health suffered. My physical health suffered. My relationship with my wife, Amy, suffered. My relationships with my friends suffered. And in pursuit of what? Hitting a revenue number that's, let's be honest, right? It's based on ego. And this is no judgment, by the way, if this is your number. Zero judgment. And I'm going to talk more about this here as I go, because that was my goal. Look, and that was an ego thing. I was like, I want to make a whole lot of money. And if that's what it means to make it, to say that I'm an expert, cool, let's do it. So hitting that number that's based on ego so that I could feel confident about myself in saying that I was an expert in Facebook ads, because at that time I was teaching ads. And I was selling online courses. I had a membership. I had coaching programs. I had all kinds of stuff. And my identity was wrapped up in the success of my business. And I want to come back to this in a second, but I want to repeat what I just said. My identity was wrapped up in the success of my business. And it took a toll, right? And then a funny thing happened in the 2 years following 2017 when I, you know, hit $1 million. My revenue went down a bit in 2018 and in 2019. And I couldn't figure out why. Now, granted, you know, Amy and I had a baby in Amy had the baby in 2018. Maya was born in December, but my revenue went down in 2018 and 2019. So I guess for 2019, to be expected, first year, you know, having a newborn, but it still frustrated me so much because, again, the prevalent messaging that I kept hearing in the online space was growth, growth, growth. Like, if you see a decline in your revenue, something is wrong. And then one day it clicked, and I'm going to get a little bit woo on you right now. Through doing a ton of work on myself, I realized that I was subconsciously sabotaging myself. My subconscious was basically saying, if busting through $1 million in yearly revenue means doing what it takes, right, in order to do that, that your mental and physical health needs to suffer, your relationships need to suffer, your most important relationship needs to suffer, that I don't want it, right? This is my subconscious talking, saying I don't want it, because it was equating all that suffering with hitting that revenue number. And that was a huge aha for me. That was a huge breakthrough, because at that point, I was able to, well, not only become aware of what was actually going on, but I was able to take that awareness and make changes from that place. And so here's what I did. First, with that clarity around what was in my subconscious, I could directly work on, you know, changing those subconscious beliefs. That awareness was, you know, the first step. Second, I stopped allowing myself to be ruled by needing to hit a certain revenue level. More on that in a second. Third, I allowed myself the reality that I am not my business, that the success or lack thereof in my business has nothing to do with me as a person. This was really hard. This was so hard to kind of accept. And the business is its own entity. You are not your business. I am not my business. And what I started doing was thinking of the business sitting in the chair next to me, where I can just, you know, turn in my chair and give it a high five. But the business as an entity is separate from me. It was just sitting next to me. And then fourth, and this is by far the most important lesson that I learned, I prioritize my health and that of my families over anything else. And as I mentioned, I became a dad in December of 2018. And that was by far way more important than any revenue number based on ego, right? And so whenever I start working with somebody, you know, when I start coaching them, when they come into my accelerator coaching program, I want to know what their revenue goal is for 12 months out. And I want to know this for a number of reasons, because, you know, like, what is their goal? And then what do we need to do to hit that goal, obviously, in terms of a whole bunch of things, you know, mindset, systems and processes, sales and marketing, team, you know, them being a leader, all those types of things. And 9 times out of 10, if they're not already at $1 million, their goal is to hit $1 million. And then if they're already at $1 million, the goal is almost always 5 million. If they're already at 5 million, it's almost always they want to hit 10 million. So I always follow up with a question, why? Like, why is that your goal? Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that having, you know, $1 million or 7 figures as your goal is a bad thing. I'm not saying that at all. Rather, what I want to do when asking that question, I want to see if you're wanting it for the right reasons. Because if it's an ego thing, because if it's just you keep hearing this number, meaning like you've made it, I want to try to work with you on that. Speaking from, you know, years of experience on that, I had somebody tell me years ago in Accelerator, they were like, it's $1 million. And I have no other reason other than I want to say that I hit $1 million. Like, that was their reason. And like, all right, cool. Like, great. But just be clear on why that is your goal. And then I want to offer you a different perspective too. If $1 million is so important to you, does it have to be made in 1 year? Because somebody, you know, people started talking about, well, you have to do it in a year in order to be this success, right? Could you add up the revenue for however long that you've been in business? What if it were the rolling last 12 months instead of calendar 12 months or, you know, fiscal year or however you look at your books? What if that were $1 million? What if the last rolling 12 months, say February to February or June to June or whatever it is, what if that were $1 million? But yet it didn't happen in 12 calendar months, still $1 million in the past 12 months. Because if I had looked at it that way back in 2016, I had done almost 1.4 million in those first 3 years. That's obviously over $1 million, but it wasn't done in 1 year. So, hey, I hadn't hit it yet. You know, do you see my point here? It's just a number. And then after all that happened and I had the ahas and insight that I did, I started looking at revenue and profit from the business in a very different way. What I started doing was, it was kind of like, and I'm not saying, again, I'm not saying if $1 million is your goal and it's based on, hey, you just want to hit it, I'm not saying that's illogical, but I'm just saying here, the way that I started to look at my own revenue goals, and this is also something that I teach, you know, I work with my coaching students, is how much is the lifestyle that my family and I want to have? What does that cost per month? So I come up with a number. What are my business expenses, or what do I want them to be? Okay, got that number. And I simply add those two together. And then on top of that number, you want to add taxes because you're going to have to pay taxes on it, right? So whatever that number is, there's your monthly revenue goal. So let's just say that for this hypothetical, that your lifestyle for your family, you want it to be whatever, $10,000 for an easy number. And then your business expenses are $10,000 too. And let's just say, you know, taxes are going to be, you know, let's just say per month, it's $5,000 that you want to add on there. I'm just making this up. And so there's your revenue goal, $25,000 a month. What if that is how you looked at your revenue goals? And I had this exact conversation with somebody recently, and we did this same exercise because there was this chasing of, you know, an elusive number. And through it, in this conversation, they realized that their number wasn't anywhere near $1 million. And before my eyes, literally, I saw them relax. I saw the pressure to perform just release. And the funny thing was that they'd already made a good portion of this new revenue goal already in the year. And I also told them that with this less stress and pressure, that they'd very likely still blow through this new revenue goal. And so, because there's less pressure, there's less stress to be chasing this number. So here's what I want you to do. Whatever your revenue goal is in your business, again, there is zero judgment. Whatever your revenue goal is in your business, I want you to ask yourself why. Why do you have that goal? If your goal is $1 million, awesome. Just be clear on why that's your goal. Do you need to hit it in a calendar 12 months? Could it be a rolling 12 months? Could it be total revenue from, you know, the past 3 years, if you've been in business 3 years? Like, if you have an arbitrary revenue goal, and maybe it's not even $1 million, maybe it's $500,000 or 100,000 or what, 50,000, whatever it is. If the number's arbitrary, like so many of us, you know, have, let's come up with a more meaningful goal. Do the exercise that I just mentioned. How much does the lifestyle that you and your family want to have? What does that cost per month? And you can even play around with that lifestyle amount, right? Like, what would that number be for your basic survival stuff, right? And then what would that number be for your current lifestyle? What would that number be for a lifestyle that includes, you know, you're putting money away for saving and investing, et cetera? You can play around with those numbers. And then again, what are your business expenses? What do you want them to be? Add those two numbers together and then estimate what taxes would be on top of that. There's your monthly revenue goal. Now this actually has meaning behind it, because it's supporting the lifestyle that you want for either yourself or if you have a family, you and your family. Because isn't that why we get into business in the first place? That we want the freedom to be able to create what we want? So you let that be your revenue goal. And then once you have that goal, how do you want to set your business up to hit that goal? And what would it look like? This is the question I always ask our accelerators. What would it look like if it were easy to hit that goal? And remember, when you're setting it up, and granted, most of you are probably already in business, right? So what would you want to change in the business and how you do business. Would you only work a certain number of days a week or hours a day, or would you stop doing something or whatever? Remember, we're creating our business around our life, not the other way around. And then lastly, I want you to remember that you are not your business. You are not your business. Your business is its own entity. Try and picture your business sitting next to you. Your identity is not your business. If your business is a success, if it's, you know, not doing as well, it means nothing about you as a person. You're still the same person. So try and picture your business kind of like I do, sitting next to you in a chair, and every now and then turn to give it a high five or a fist bump or a hug or whatever you want to do. Cool? I hope you found this helpful today. I know this is a conversation that comes up a lot with people. So I wanted just to dedicate a specific episode to this conversation. And if you have any comments or questions or follow-ups, feel free to hit me up on Instagram at Rick Mulready. Hope you enjoyed this one today. Until next time, my friend, be well, and I'll chat with you soon.